professionals and the public?
Yeah, Mike, it's really important, really, for everybody. I suppose hand hygiene is, I think it's one of those habits. It's a life skill. It's a bit like putting on your safety belt in the car. We all need to do it. And I suppose the reasons we need to do it, if you kind of think of it, how often do you put your hands to your face, to your eyes, to your mouth? And what's on your hands? You know, we transmit bugs on our hands. They're invisible. Most bugs are actually harmless, but sometimes there's bugs on our hands that really shouldn't be going into our eyes and our mouth. You know, for example, if you go to the toilet and you don't clean your eye, your hands properly, you're transmitting a bug that would normally be in your bowel into your eye or your mouth. And that's what can cause infections. And a lot of the times they're harmless enough. You have a, you know, you have a bad tummy bug, you get over it. But for some people, they can be really serious and you can end up in hospital. It could even be life-threatening for some people. So that's why we're really kind of putting a major emphasis on hand hygiene this week, just to remind people it's a simple thing, but it can really, really make a difference.
It's a simple thing. We all do it every day. Is there a suggestion that we do it wrong?
Yeah, you know, I think there was never more facilities there for us to wash or clean our hands. But you know what? I think sometimes we kind of cut it short. We sort of put the hands under the running water for a sec, and then we might shake them in the air and not dry them properly, or we don't dry them with the tea towel. There actually is a right way to wash your hands. Now, it's not very high tech. Soap and water is perfect. You just wet your hands under the tap, and then you put the soap on your hands. And you must actually make sure to wash your hands, the palms of your hands, the tops of your hands. A bit where we often miss, Mike, actually, is between our fingers, between our thumb and our index finger. And we need to wash our hands right up to our wrists. Rinse them off and dry them with a towel. That's actually perfect. And do you know how long, Mike, it actually takes if you were washing your hands properly? Do you know how long it would actually take you to do it? It's that if you hum happy birthday twice, that's actually, they say, how long it should take if you're washing your hands. So the next time you just flash your hands under the running water, you might as well not do it at all.
And very finally, it's very important for healthcare professionals in healthcare settings to wash their hands, but for the public too, who not alone come into healthcare settings, but at home, to wash your hands properly.
Yeah, Mike, it's something, it's not just you do it when you're in hospital or when you're a healthcare facility. We should be doing it at all times, no matter where we are. If we all do it right, we're all going to block that. We all have a part to play in breaking that chain of transmission of bugs. So it's everybody has a job to do in this. And that's what I just really want to remind people and reinforce it with people.